G'day, welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
Are you looking forward to heaven? The Apostle Paul, on one occasion, said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." What do you mean we must be born again? Isn't this a Christian country? Those questions, plus a tug on my arm as I walked down the centre aisle after our midweek service, was put to me by a lady who had been going to church for a very long while, but never normally said too much. Mrs. D had been diagnosed with cancer, was on a tablet system to hold back the cancer from spreading. The problem was that when she arrived in church, either on a Sunday evening or Tuesday evening for the midweek Bible study, she usually fell asleep, especially during the study time. This particular night, she had looked so sleepy when she arrived, and as I continued in my studies through the book of John, we'd arrived at John 3 and verse 3. "Except a man be born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God." Now, Jesus' words were being addressed to a religious leader named Nicodemus. I had explained that even though you hold a high position in the church, it doesn't mean that you necessarily are a Christian. Nicodemus certainly wasn't a born-again Christian at that time, although he was a religious leader. Anyone, everyone, must be born again to get into heaven. That's what Jesus said. Everyone needs a supernatural work done in them by the Holy Spirit to bring them to the new spiritual birth. Mrs. D that night became very angry. "Surely this is a Christian country, isn't it?" I sent up an arrow prayer very quickly and then said calmly, "Mrs. D, what do you think?" She surprised me by saying, "Well, with all the horrible things going on here in our country, I suppose it isn't. And, Mr. Alice, would you please help me? I want to become a Christian." I was only too pleased to advise her as to her next step. "Mrs. D, I'll come and visit you in your home. We can talk about it." A couple of days later, I was sitting in her lounge when she said, "You know something, it's strange, I can't acknowledge Jesus as my Lord yet. Can you help me, please?" I placed in her hands an old book favourite of mine, which I gave to new interested people in the gospel at that time. It was written by a missionary called Isabel Kuhn, and the title was By Searching. That book was destined to be the means of bringing Mrs. D to the place where she was ready to repent and believe and be saved. I prayed with her and I left. Shortly after this, her Catholic daughter rang me up and told me her mum had been rushed into hospital and would have to have an operation immediately. Whether she would pull through the operation or not was not certain. I went immediately to the hospital, praying that I would have the right words to say. After all, this might be the last time I had to speak with her. Trembling, I went into her ward to find her, surprisingly, sitting in her dressing gown beside her bed. She had a book in her hand. As I drew closer to her, she looked up smiling and said, "Mr. Alice, I can now call Jesus my Lord. I've been reading through the preface of this book you gave me, and the writer explained how she was struggling to become a Christian, but everything was so hazy, as if you were walking through a misty tunnel." Then Mrs. D said to me, "Mr. Alice, that's been my experience since last Tuesday night when you spoke about needing to be born again. I believe I now have been born again. Everything is clear now. I now can see why I needed Jesus and why he has to become my Saviour and my Lord. I am trusting in him for my salvation and for heaven. The next time I visited the hospital, Mrs. D had had that serious operation and was lying there unconscious, very still. I approached the bed and prayed for her, knowing that she could hear me but could not respond. That was the last time I saw her alive. She died peacefully, safe in the arms of Jesus. For her, only a short life as a born-again Christian on earth, but now for her to die was gain. Death is but a doorway into life eternal of bliss. We read these beautiful words, "In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Paul, the apostle, had been imprisoned and was under house arrest, chained to a guard. Before he was sent for trial and ultimately died as a martyr, he said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Paul had no doubt about his eternal existence, which he looked forward to so much. He loved serving his Lord on earth. But if he were to die, whether by force or old age, he knew that through his Saviour he had the promise of eternal life. Friend, do you have that same confidence as Paul the Apostle had? And dear Mrs. D, I hope you have. God bless you. Bye.
Gracious, loving Heavenly Father, how thrilled we are that we have such a wonderful, eternal future with you. "To see you, that will be glory for me," said the hymn writer. We say the same. To see our Saviour face to face and tell the story, saved by grace. Incredible glory and endless bliss. When we consider martyrs who have died for their faith, they have marched towards the stake singing hymns of triumph and glory, seeing only Jesus in their vision. We are sure, Lord, that Jesus draws near to the dying saint to encourage and make us ready for the big day. May we be ready when that day comes, so that we can say, "That will be glory for me," to be welcomed home with the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. I have gone before and prepared a place in heaven for you." Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.